April 24th, Saturday. What is the time schedule regarding life? Number 1. From 10 through 20, it's the time schedule to prepare the foundation for conquering Canaan. Number 2. From 30 to 40, it's considered the most difficult time schedule. However, it's also the time when the most important answers begin. Number 3. From 50 to 60, it's the time schedule to harvest what you've planted. Number 4. From 70 to 80, it's the time schedule to conclude what you've done and prepare for the next generation. God, who has placed different content according to the different stages in life, is with you even now. The words that were spoken on Mount Sinai, Numbers 3, verses 5 through 8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall keep guard over him and over the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, as they minister at the tabernacle. They shall guard all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, and keep guard over the people of Israel as they minister at the tabernacle. Even today, God repeats words that he deems to be extremely important. On Mount Sinai, God spoke about the Levite tribe that would oversee both worship and the tabernacle. Details regarding their roles and duties and life and death. From Mount Sinai, where both Moses was called and the Ten Commandments were given, God commanded the Levite tribe to be set apart. Before the entire congregation, God declared that the Levite tribe was his, and said that they would watch over the tabernacle. For what reason was God so focused? Number 1. The Levite tribe and the 24-hour lamp. If people knew the reason why the land was plagued with curses and disasters, their attitudes regarding the Levite tribe and the lamp of the tabernacle would definitely differ. You must light this lamp and continue shining the light of Christ. Following this light, the answers of the age will follow into the field. The Levite's mission is taking on the most important role of connecting people and the field to the throne. Because people are spiritual beings, they need the blessings of the throne. Number 2. The Levite tribe is the lamp for future generations. The Israelites traveled and moved around in the wilderness. As a result, the Levites were responsible for keeping the lamp lit and continuously moving it. They made certain that the blessings of the throne were revealed wherever they went. The Levites also had to pray for future generations and relay the covenant to them. Whenever Satan attacks the posterity, you need the covenant to block and overcome those attacks. And you must become the posterity's prayer background until they become the summit, because the next generation is the hope for the future. If you hold on to the accurate covenant, you'll gradually move from the place where the covenant is fulfilled to the place of the summit. The time schedule that will save all the empty places in the world will undoubtedly come. Dear God, help me to hold on to and restore the accurate covenant, be with you 24 hours each day, and become a witness who enjoys and relays your power. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.